Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A 10-year-old Arkansas boy is refusing to pledge allegiance to the flag until gays and lesbians have equal rights in the United States. Will Phillips, a pupil in West Fork School District in Washington County, Arkansas, decided to remain seated on the 5th of October while other children in his class stood to pledge allegiance to the U.S. flag. A substitute teacher tried to make him stand, but Will refused. He continued to refuse for several more days until the teacher became angry, at which point Will admitted that he had told her to, quote, respectfully go and jump off a bridge, end quote. He was then made to complete an assignment on why Americans make the pledge, while the principal called his mother, Laura Phillips, who asserted it was Will's legal right not to stand. Will told the Arkansas Times that he hoped to be a lawyer one day, but added, I really don't feel there's currently liberty and justice for all here. Although his parents are straight, the family has attended a number of gay pride events and have gay friends. He added that he had been called homophobic names by some students, but many friends had been supportive. He has refused to pledge allegiance since then. When the newspaper asked Will what it means to be American, he replied, quote, freedom of speech, the freedom to disagree. That's what I think pretty much being an American represents, end of quote. And big day out, the New Zealand Music Festival is under pressure to ban a Jamaican reggae artist from performing at the event. Beanie Man, real name Anthony Moses Davis, has a number of songs which advocate the murder of lesbians and gays. Lyrics include, I'm dreaming of a new Jamaica come to execute all the gays, while another song suggests lesbians should be hanged. Organizers of the festival say they are trying to confirm that Beanie Man will not be performing any anti-gay songs. They added that the artist had signed up to the Reggae Compassionate Act, although the UK-based gay activist group Outrage say he has denied signing it and has denounced it. Gay groups in New Zealand are calling for the invitation to be revoked, while gay Labour MP Charles Chauvel has asked the immigration minister, Kate Wilkinson, to deny the singer a visa. And a quick hello to listeners of our newest affiliate, WIDE 99.1 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome aboard. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.